Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Wait Days with Murph. I've got my co-host Emily with me, and we're ready to chat about another glorious week in the town of Port Charles, New York. Let's get to it. And
okay.
Hey, Em, what's up?
Not much, just hanging out. I'm actually soaking wet, as I was telling you off air, because I just got in a water balloon fight with a 4-year-old. Anyways, okay, this week, I'm not going to do a day-by-day deal because it was just the same stuff every day. So we have Maxie's custody deal going on, when we've got Levi being a jerk off in the corner because that's his favorite hobby. We had the whole Julian mob mess. We have Tracy trying to deceive. We have Tracy trying.
We love you, but Levi's a jerk.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I tweeted him that. I was like, Zach, I love you so much, but I want to throw a brick at Levi's face. And he was like, LOL, awesome. But, yeah.
Anyway,
we have Tracy deceiving Michael to get her control of EOQ back, which was really funny because she comes in and basically says, I walk in on Luke and he's screwing the masseuse, and then we find out it's not true. And I thought it was true, which is what I thought was hilarious because I was like, oh my gosh, that's perfect. That is so Luke. And then it wasn't true. But anyway, we have Molly and Alexis fighting and stuff. We've got the whole Sam, Silas, Nina thing. And then today Nina went Fatal Attraction on us and went all off. She's not crippled. And she's the one that trashed his apartment a couple months ago. So we've got all of that happening this week. So some pretty intense, crazy stuff. Plus, we had the baby's funeral, Gabriel, and Sabrina left town. And I think that's everything.
You know, that, you know, the last 5 minutes or so of today's show was kind of creepy, wasn't it?
Oh, and it was. And I forgot to mention, we also had Carly. She moved in with, or Franco moved in with Carly. And Morgan decided to move out because I don't know why. And then Michael wanted to be a little tattletale and call Jax and be like, Mom's living with Carly because Jax wants to sue Carly for custody all the time. That's his favorite activity is suing Carly. So yeah, we had that happen, but then he talked him out of calling Jax. And then there was there was three Jax mentions in 2 days, and I was like, maybe he's coming back, but then it didn't really happen, and we got over
it. And this week was also the debut of the new Jocelyn this week.
Yeah, she's so cute.
She is adorable.
She looks a lot like Laura, too. I was surprised.
She really does. Like, I will say that.
They've had several other little actresses play her, and none of them really look like they could be Carly and Jack's kid, but she definitely looks like she
does.
Carly and Jack's kid. And she's hilarious.
Yeah, I agree.
She's so sweet. Like, that kid, she's going to be like Brooklyn. She's going to be there for a while, I'm hoping.
I hope so, too. And I will say this. Spencer better watch his back. Spencer better watch his back. I will say that much right now. moving on. Who was your...
Oh, I just want to say... Oh, wait. Prime performer, and then I'll say what I was going to say. So let's do that first. Okay.
Yeah.
You go first.
I know you were telling me this. You were texting me this, but... who's your prime performer of the week?
Kirsten Storms, Kirsten Storms and also, like, Teresa Castillo, just for the funeral deal and the going crazy sort of stuff. But Kirsten for the custody battle, and I know that can't be easy for her, having just had a baby girl.
Had a kid herself,
so
right, exactly.
That's probably what's driving the emotion here, which is she's doing an amazing job. And I'm really sad that Maxie doesn't get to see her daughter, so those are my two.
Literally about 10 minutes before the show started, we were texting, and I had no prime performer, literally, about 5 minutes before the show started.
Because everyone's just so good, yeah.
Right, exactly. And now I've got two.
You're welcome.
Kirsten Storms, for obvious reasons, Kirsten Storms. And even though Molly's being a bit of a brat right now, Haley Poulos is doing some incredible work.
Yeah, she's really changed a lot recently. Like, she's really grown into this character, you know? Like,
she really has,
I mean, that character kind of annoyed people for a while because it was just like, the annoying little teenage girl who's always running around with all these guys, and it's like, I don't care about a teenage love triangle because I really don't think that anybody cares who the teenagers date.
Right.
That's my opinion, and I'm a teenager, and I don't even care. So
exactly. Right.
That was, she annoyed people for a while, and then she sort of grew into her character more, and she really developed recently, and she's doing a great job. So, yeah.
That's really
definitely,
and
liking,
somebody else,
liking what she's doing.
And somebody else I need to praise, since she first set foot on GH set, is Vanessa Antoine.
I knew you were going to say that. She's amazing. And she is
she
gorgeous.
Is
I know.
Incredible.
I just always make the most I always make the shallow comments, but she is, like, so gorgeous. Like, first of all, I'm jealous that I'm so pale, and she's so tan and gorgeous and everything. But she's just amazing, and I love her. And she's, like, one of the few newbies that I like. It's kind of rude to say, but I do
Can
like
I just
her
say right now that
I love her
that
so much.
Every time Vanessa is on the screen, you know I'm live tweeting the show pretty much every day, right? Well,
yeah.
I set down my phone, and I'm glued to the screen. I'm glued
yeah,
to the screen every
like,
time she's on.
She gets your attention for sure, and she's very, like, I don't know, she just always stands out. And people are like, yeah, she's always wearing these super bright colors, but it's not even that. She totally stands
right.
out.
It's just her.
And she's just awesome.
The way she commands every scene that she's in, you know? But she commands
yeah,
your attention.
Yeah, for sure. She's got this really super,
that.
Like, that character of Jordan, she's, like, she's this super mysterious sort of person, but she's also, like, this super seductive in the same at the same time. Like, she's being a criminal, but she's being super seductive about it, and it's just kind of awesome. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what I wanted to say is that if I just figured this out, if Nathan is Victor's kid, which he obviously is, there will be two Prince Cassadines in Port Charles. More for me.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah. Well, you all think
I know
okay.
what that means.
I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody on Twitter, any of you. I even saw men saying the guy was hot. Like, nobody has said anything bad about this guy because he's perfect. He's the most perfect human I've ever seen, I think. He's like a Ken doll, but he's a cop, so that's hot, too. And now he's a prince. Oh, that just makes it better. Just saying.
And
but I'm not
here
gonna
we
do
go.
Right now because I'll wait till we get a caller who's a woman so we can do this, but you don't need to hear it. But, you know, you hear enough of it over text. But I also wanted to say, I hate the way that Anna is acting, okay? I loved Anna before, and right now I hate her. And, like, the props to Finola because she's making me hate Anna, but Anna is so, like, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And she's over here like, Alexis, you're making a mistake. Like, Alexis is dating a mobster, but so are you.
But so are
so,
you.
Why are you even passing judgment over here? Plus, I don't agree with the way she handled the Rick situation, because there were so many other ways that could have gone down, and it went. And she chose to do it this way. So,
I agree
don't
with
like
that.
Judging Alexis, I don't agree that with her for judging Alexis over who she chooses to date, because guess what, Anna? Duke's a mobster too.
Right.
And Anna was
and,
like, it's different. Like, no, it's not. He's a mobster.
Alexis pretty much told her as much today. But she pretty much
said
it. Yeah,
she basically said it's the same thing.
But guess what? Duke's a monster, too. So there you go.
And then she was like, it's really none of your business who I date anyway. So,
right.
You know, I agree with her completely. And we went all, okay, let's just take a moment to talk about Nina. Nina went all Fatal Attraction on us today. It got all creepy up in there. Like, I was freaking out. I was like, she's going to kill somebody. She's like, I was like, she's Delia crazy, Ryan. So, people, you all know what I mean. She is so Delia. Like, Delia was crazy back in the day. I didn't watch, but I've heard and read that Delia was freaking insane. So, for Nina to go Delia crazy, I think it's funny. She, like, I don't know anybody that's also this crazy except for Kate, who had multiple personalities. So, there's that. She scared me.
I see.
Like, with her, in that crowbar scene where she's tearing his apartment up, I was like,
tearing
you go,
up,
girl.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was like, okay, you're going to kill somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I cannot wait for, if this happens, the Ava and Nina showdown.
Oh, it's going to
happen.
You know it's got to happen. Well, first
can you
of all,
imagine?
Okay, here's my it's going to be crazy. First of all, here's my feelings on the Nina people who aren't aware. Okay, I understand that Silas is with Sam now and that it's been 20 years, but for Nina, it hasn't been 20 years, if that makes any sense.
Right.
And she wants her life back. She wants her husband back. Like, how would you feel if you wake up from a coma and, like, your wife you wake up from a coma and your wife's got a boyfriend? That would be fine with me if it was not, but
right.
No. I'd be fighting to get my man back. I think her behavior is justified because it's her, and he's her husband. At the end of the day, he's her husband, and her husband has a girlfriend, and that's not going to fly for her. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't care if Silas, I really don't care either way what happens with Silas and Sam, because I'm just not a big fan of them. But at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if she went and got her man back, because I think that at the end of the day, he's her husband. And, like she brought up, Sam still wears a wedding ring. And we all know that if the positions were reversed and Jason came back, sorry to the Silas and Sam fans that I'm going to say this, Jason came back, Sam would be with him so fast, you guys, like, you all know it, admit it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was the other way around and Jason came back from the dead, Sam would be, you know, back with him in a heartbeat. So, for those of you who don't think that's true, accept it, okay? It's just how it, you know. Your spouse comes back from the dead, and you don't want, like, if your spouse comes back from the dead, I'm pretty sure you're not going to be happy with their boyfriend/girlfriend.
Girlfriend,
and you're going to fight. You're going to fight for what's yours. So I totally think Nina's justified in her craziness. And I, you know what, girl, go get your man. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I agree. Michelle Stafford has also just hit the ground running. At GH.
Oh, I know. Yes. Also, how amazing was it in that scene where she was tearing his apartment up? She was rocking them heels. I was like, you tear his apartment up and you do it in high heels. Like,
wow.
Whatever. I'm trying to scroll through the news and spoilers to see if there's anything new going on. Oh, we know that there's the huge Billy Miller rumor that's floating around. I have mixed feelings about the whole, if he comes back, if they bring Jason back, let me start with that. I have mixed feelings about this because, on one hand, it's like Jason ate the show for 5 million years, and it was like the Jason show every day. At the same time, I would like to see Jason back just for the simple fact that the Quartermans are all dead, except for Monica and Tracy, and that's not a family, and Sky, which they can't bring Sky back because she's property of all my children, and I would like to see him back just for the Jason Sam thing, because I really missed like the ride or die Sam. I'm not feeling the whole soccer mom thing. You know, it's not her. So I would like him to come back just for the whole edginess that she needs. I think that she needs like an edgy man sort of. And Silas is not edgy. And he's kind of just a boring doctor, which is cool. You know, I'm not against that, but that's not Sam, and they're trying to make her into like this soccer mom because he hit her character, and that's not who she is. So I would like to see him back with that, but I don't know if I'm going to see like evil Jason back. Like, that'd be cool with Jason Morgan or Jason Quartermain coming back.
Quartermain, yeah.
Before
yeah.
the craziness, because they can't bring. Okay, when you think about it,
before
the Quartermains
injury.
Are screwed.
Right, exactly.
Basically, the Quartermains are screwed. Edward and Lyle are dead, which is, you know, no fault of their own because they did pass away in real life, but.
Right.
They killed Alan, they killed Emily, and they've killed AJ, and Jason's dead. And they can't bring Lila back, and they can't bring, and Justice, they killed Justice. And they can't bring Lila or Sky back, because Sky's an AMC character. So they're really screwed when it comes to Quartermaids, because there aren't any more. There's just no more Quartermaids unless they start bringing people back from heaven, which I don't think is going to happen. So, they need to work on that. I mean, let's face it here. I'm cool with the Cassadines being the center family of the show because I like the Cassadine family. But at the same time, the Quartermans need to, like, exist. You know, it's a big, huge mansion, and it's empty. They need to bring some people back.
Right.
Or do something. I don't know. Make some Quartermans. Create some. Just create some new characters.
I need Quartermans in that Swiss lab.
Exactly. Oh, and you know what? I'm still bitter that Tony died, but he's not a Quartermain. I'm just throwing it out there.
Right.
But also, I was just thinking about that because I was thinking, they mentioned the brownstone the other day, which is where Bobby's from.
They did.
It would be so, And I think that they're, like, going to have Michael, Kiki, and Morgan or something, like, move in there or bring, I don't know, do something like that. Okay, why can't we just put Bobby there where she belongs instead of having some teenagers bring it back?
You know, another thing I wanted to mention, the daytime Emmys are Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah, I was going to mention that at the end. The Emmys are Sunday. They're streaming online, and Cody and I are going to be live tweeting, so if you guys want to join the party, find us on Twitter.
I have yet to watch all the reels. I have yet to watch them all.
I haven't watched any of the reels.
I'll do that tonight and tomorrow. So I'll
we
be,
do it at the same time.
Yeah, but I have yet to, like I said, watch all the reels.
I haven't either.
I watched,
well, I've been preoccupied wasting my time watching other stuff, so.
I watched Chad Dills and Brian Craig's. I've watched a couple more, but I have yet to watch them all.
Yeah.
You know,
I need to watch that. I haven't watched any of them, actually. I think I saw Heather Toms, and that's the only one, and I don't even watch Bold, so it was kind of pointless for me to watch her reel, I guess, but whatever.
You know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If Brian Craig does not win, or at least tie, if something's wrong.
Yeah, there. I agree with you and Jason Thompson.
I like
because
to,
Jason
I
Thompson
like
should have won it last year.
Yeah, I tell you who I think will come out of that a supporting actor category is.
Yeah, I
a Bradford Anderson.
Oh yeah, he's gonna win. Let's just say he's gonna win. And if Jane Elliott doesn't win, I'm done.
You know, and
I think that for the most part, it's honestly, I think it hasn't. There's a good chance of being a GH sweep just based on the talent that we've seen. But I feel like it's the Emmys, so it's probably gonna be like Days that sweeps everything, or Bold and Beautiful that's gonna just take everything like normal. I don't know about YNR because YNR sucks. Like the last year, I kind of tried to watch it and couldn't get into it. And a lot of people say it's not doing so. It's not very good right now, so I'm not sure.
Right.
But I could see Bold, or I could see Days totally sweeping everything, and the other two getting shut out. And how ridiculous is it that General Hospital is not nominated for Best Soap?
You know, I could rant on something right now, but I'm going to hold my tongue. I'm
not
going to.
But you're not going to because you're not going to because you love me, and you're not going to put me through that again.
I could rant, but I'm not going to.
But he's not
going to. I'm not going to. I'll.
Because he's already done it once, and everybody got to hear it. Oh, okay.
I'll save it for the archives.
Okay. So I'm reading the spoilers because I'm addicted to reading them, and it says Carly appears to have a renewed bond with Sunny. Because, you know, she's being his wingman right now. Actually, I think he's kind of her, like, that word that starts with a B that I don't want to say on the air.
Exactly.
Sunny is totally, Sunny is totally Carly's you-know-what. So, anyway.
Big time.
I'm hoping that this whole deal leads to Carly
will
and
say.
Sunny. I hope it leads to Carly and Sunny 8.0 because it's happened that many times, but I do
8.0.
love, I feel like no matter what pairing you like with them at the current time, I feel like everybody has the same opinion that Carly and Sunny sort of belong together and they end up together always. So no matter who you currently like them with, because I like Franklin Carly and I like Sunny and Olivia, I feel like Carly and Sunny are above all. Like, I feel like everybody just wants to go back to that, or Sunny and Brenda. So I feel like everybody has the same opinion that, you know, no matter who they're with now, they always kind of find their way back. So I would be cool with that.
Right. You know, and speaking of Carly and Sunny, I bet it had to be cool for Maurice Bernard. You remember when Tamara Brown and Sarah Brown were back after that one
Carly
day?
Carly Palooza!
I bet that had to be cool for Maurice Bernard.
Yeah, well, you know, they have no other option but to bring them back to do it that way because they were trying to do flashbacks and tell the story.
Right.
So that was the only way they could really do it because Laura's not in the flashbacks and they can't refilm something from 30 years ago, or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I love that, and Carly's my favorite character currently, so I know that's an unpopular opinion, but yeah. So that was
just
awesome.
It's
my favorite
character. A throwback to the past, I bet that had to be pretty nostalgic for Maurice Bernard to act with Tamara and Sarah again.
Sure. Well, and I bet it was nostalgic for all of them to have him be back there and, like, be doing that and be flashing back and, like, talking about it.
Right.
But everybody knows that Carly's my fave, and that was an epic episode because we had all the Carlys. And even though I've seen them all, I still hold by my original thought that Laura's my favorite Carly because I just feel that she fits Carly so much. She just totally fits that character just perfectly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just, like, it's a perfect role for her. So,
yeah,
she's my favorite Carly.
The first Carly I remember seeing was Tamara Brown. That was the first Carly I remember seeing. So, for me, Tamara was Carly. But Laura won me over since she's been on. So
yeah, I mean,
I will say that.
I saw her first, and I didn't even, like, when I first started watching, I didn't know that there had been three Carly, so Laura was the Carly that I was used to. But I did, I've watched all of them, and I do think that out of, like, the three, she just, I don't know, there's something about her that she brings to that role that's so different, and I just love it. And I love, Sarah Brown I love, but I love her better as Claudia. I didn't like her as Carly at all, Claudia. But I do like Tamara as Carly, too, and a lot of people say that Tamara is always Carly for them, but Laura completely won me over, and I just feel that she brings something totally different than the other two to the role. They all brought their own thing, but I think that she brings something totally unique.
Yep, you know, and I don't remember a Sarah Brown Carly at all, because I wasn't watching that, but like you said, I absolutely love Sarah Brown as Claudia. I absolutely love that role.
I like that scene where she delivers Jocelyn, you know, where Carly goes into labor and Claudia has to deliver her baby. And Carly's like, I'd rather just sit here with my legs closed. You're not delivering my baby. You're not touching my kid.
Delivering this kid. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, seriously, somebody call us. I would love to make this party even better. If somebody would just call
us,
we could have a party.
Please call us.
Hit us up. We love you.
Yes, we do. Please call us.
Oh, and I have something to tell you, but I'll wait till after the show because I don't want to announce it on the show, so I'll tell you later. But I do want to say, wow, I just totally blanked. I really ran out of GH things to say because this week was kind of all blended together in my mind. But I did like Monday. I love that. Okay, the preview for Monday where Carly's, like, babysitting Ava, I think that's hilarious. Sunny's got her babysitting. That's freaking hilarious.
That was pretty hilarious.
I'm telling you, this is going to lead to Carly and Sonny again. Because Ron and Frank have been in charge of this show for a few years now, and Carly and Sonny haven't slept together yet again.
Right.
So it has to happen soon, because every time there's a new team that comes in, Carly and Sonny hook up. So it has to happen. It's going to happen soon. I'm waiting patiently.
While we're just BSing, basically, can we count the number of women that Sonny slept with?
Sonny's a whore.
I don't think I can even count that high.
I'm just going to say it. I don't think I can count that high. I'm really bad at math, so. We could name them. I mean, I know the women he's been married to or has kids with, but I don't know the one-nighters or the, like, short-lived stuff. Okay, how many women has he been married to? Because he married Carl. Are we going to count multiple weddings to the same woman? Because I think we should.
I think we should, too.
He married Carly 4 times. He was married to Lily. He married Brenda. Did he marry Brenda once or twice? I think just the once.
I think it was just
that
one time,
he had plenty of
but they were gonna.
Okay, one.
I think they were going to get married again, but something stopped it. I don't remember, but anyway.
No, because I know that they got married in 2010, but I don't think they got married before that, because remember, she went to be with Jax and he married Lily. I don't think that he
married
Brenda.
That's right.
If I'm wrong, somebody correct me, please, because I'm not aware, but I'm pretty sure that him and Brenda only got married once, and it was in 2010.
Right.
And they never got divorced, because she came back last year, and she's like, I didn't send you divorce papers because I've been waiting for you all this time.
Right.
So, but, okay, he's been married that many times. He's got, like, 4 baby mamas. He's got Ava, who I'm pretty sure it's going to end up being his, because that would be the icing on the cake. He's got Olivia. He has Carly and Alexis. He's got 4 baby mamas. Like I said, Sonny's a whore.
Pretty much.
Like, it's just, and he calls people a whore. That's what kills me. And I'm like, Sonny, sit down.
You
shut up. Yeah, like, you're way out of line. He called Ava whore. I'm like, Ava's been in town for a year, and she's only slept with two people. She's, like, your record's better than her, dude.
Yeah, you come into town and sleep with the first woman you lay eyes on.
Well, she was with the same person the whole time. She was with the same person. I mean, Ava was with the same dude for, like, a year, and then, or not a year, not hardly a year.
Right.
Several months, a long time she's with Morgan, and then she had a one-night stand with Sonny. So she's not as big of a whore as he is.
Exactly.
But
I don't think
people think Carly's a whore, and I'm like, okay, yeah, she is, but, you know, she's not as bad as Sonny.
I agree to that.
I don't see most of the women. A lot of people think all the women on that show are like whores, and I don't see it that way. Okay, you know what I said about Alexis? Somebody called Alexis a whore. I was like, at least Alexis marries him. Like, at least she marries him.
Oh, wow.
You know, whatever. I should stop. You know who was a big whore? I'm going to say this, and people are going to probably come at me. Monica. Monica's the original whore. Like, Monica, like Luke said, Luke even said it, Monica had a revolving door in her bedroom. Let's face it here, Monica was the original whore. Like, I'm not going to do this because people know, so I don't have to say it.
And speaking of Luke, when in the world are we going to find out who fake Luke is?
I don't think it's going to be until the end of the summer, around August, because Tony's not going to be – I don't think he's going to be on for a while because he's off for a while. So I don't think we're going to find out for a while. I mean, we might find out before we see him, but I doubt that. Why do that when they can just drag it out as long as possible? So I'm not sure. I think it's Bill. I'm just going to stick with that.
You know, it's either, what would be a shocker to me? Well, not much of a shocker because he hated him, but if it was Johnny.
Bill, and I have two reasons for thinking it's Bill, and now that's my only theory because I don't think they could do the mask thing and face transplant as Lacey's soap opera. I think it's Bill, number one, because obviously they look the exact same because same actor. But I did some research on Bill, and Bill dated Julia Barrett, and we know that Barrett Enterprises is where the funding came from, and it was bought out from Julia.
Right.
And Bill knew Julia because he dated her. So I'm thinking that's, like, the connection that we were all missing because everybody was like, wait a minute, Barrett? So people were thinking it was Brenda. But then they realized that the company had been bought out. So I'm thinking that's the connection there that we're looking for. And then it's obviously Bill because it's the same dude. So not sure, though.
You know, I did a little research of my own on Bill Eckert. I saw a clip of him Bill's death scene, actually. I'm like,
Lucky was so
young back then. Man, it was...
I know.
That was
kind of
awesome.
Yeah, and you know what I was realizing is, okay, I watched this old article or this old clip that they posted on GH Happenings, and then in the spoilers they posted that there was a reason they posted the clip, and it's Tony Geary's interview right after Bill died, and Tony said that Bill didn't get the justice that the character deserved and that he was a misunderstood character and he wishes that he would have had more, but it wasn't up to him. And so you know how Tony's been on his tangent recently of getting some new stuff and something creative and different? So I'm thinking that could be – that's what I'm thinking, that it has to – because I don't see them doing the mask thing again, and how else could somebody look the exact same, you know?
Right, I agree.
Like, face transplants, that is so soap opera. Oh, my gosh. Nobody does that.
It is. You know,
you want to know something funny? Kathy told me this last night. It's the most soap opera death ever. Like, this is the worst soapy. It's so soap opera, it's not even funny. This chick named Mary on Santa Barbara, she died because one of the giant letters on the side of a hotel fell off and crushed
her. Fell on her. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Like, that is so soapy. That's the soapiest death ever.
I tell you what remains one of the creepiest things I've ever seen on GH is the Duke mask melting off in their face. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I love that scene. Do you know what the creepiest thing ever for me on that show was? Okay. After Lily died, Lily was, like, haunting Sunny, and, like, the lightning would strike, and she'd be standing there in, like, this torn-up gown, like, this just nasty-looking thing. It was so creepy. She was like, that was the creepiest ghost, because, you know, they do the ghost thing all the time. That was the creepiest one.
All right.
But yeah, the face melting thing was ridiculous.
I think it's rant time.
Oh, go for it. I'll just be right
it's time
here
to rant.
Listening. You go, Glenn Coco.
The daytime Emmy. Okay. Huh?
I said you
the
go,
daytime
Glenn
Emmy.
Coco. That's the Mean Girls. Yeah, go ahead. I'm shutting up.
You know, us online soap media, we consider ourselves online soap media, right? But
yeah,
people like,
sure.
But Nevaeh from Buzzworthy Radio, and I can name off a lot of them, did not get their, well, Nevaeh eventually did, but they were initially denied credentials to the daytime Emmy, a red carpet. How does that happen? I mean, you, like you're doing this online, and you don't want online soap media there to cover it.
I agree
now,
with you. Okay, and I also
I understand.
Saw something posted by. They have, you know, how they have like social media hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I did.
Somebody put one of the social media hosts posts a video of herself twerking. Like that's awesome.
Yeah, you know.
I'm just go ahead with your
rant.
And
they invited YouTube and Vine stars to be on the red carpet. But those spots could have been for soap media people, you know.
Well, I think they're trying to expand it too much, and I think with everything now, they're trying to bring social media into stuff at an unnecessary
mm-hmm.
level,
mm-hmm.
and this is, like, a perfect example of that, and also, I think it's dumb, because I also saw on Twitter that a soap media person, they were all fighting for this one person, because they were like, no, it's not fair that soap media doesn't even get in when half the mainstream media that's scheduled to show up doesn't even show,
right.
Which I totally
agree
with. If you're not going to show, don't get the credentials to go.
Right. And you know, a social media is a wonderful thing. Don't
mm-hmm.
get me wrong. Social media is wonderful. That's how I get, that's how we get 99% of our guests. And social media is a wonderful thing. But you can take it a little bit too far. Personally, I think.
It is. You know, I totally agree with you. They're bringing it into certain things to an unnecessary level. For one,
mm-hmm.
the whole Emmys thing this year, I think the Emmys this year, it's just stupid. Number one, we have the whole Kathy Griffin is hosting it thing, but that's another rant for another day.
That's another
and
story.
I know that she's not going to be appropriate with it because it's like Kathy Griffin, and she's never appropriate
exactly.
in the scene she's
with
in.
Anything.
Also, they're not having soap media cover it. They're having some random Vine stars cover it who nobody's ever heard
media.
Of, and they probably don't even know half the people that are there,
right.
And they're not going to do their research and know what to do. They're going to act like idiots and make themselves look stupid. No offense to anyone out there.
Now,
so you know,
I do respect a lot of the mainstream media people, and
yeah, I agree.
And a friend of ours, Kristen Burt. Was at the
so jealous.
At the nominee a red carpet
there.
Last night. Now,
yeah, she's gonna be at the Emmys tomorrow or on Sunday too.
Right, exactly. Now that I don't mind that. I mean because
that's awesome. Plus, Kristen does her work, her homework.
Kristen's a
and
soap
she
fan
knows
too,
what
probably.
She's doing.
So exactly.
She used to watch GH because she made fun. Okay, this is a fun quick story. So. When I was in Alabama last year, I had no service for, like, the whole summer. I had no Wi-Fi. Kristen thought I died. And she was like, I told her that I was basically in the middle of nowhere. And then she started making fun of me saying that I was in the woods. Well, I changed my location on Twitter to the woods or, like, the boondocks or something like that.
Yeah.
Then when I got back home, I changed my thing to 7th floor nurse's station because everybody who knows the show knows that that was, like, the going thing. And then
mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm back home. I'm out of the woods. She's like, it's good to see that you're at the 7th floor nurse's station where you belong. And I was like, ha-ha, GH. I was like, ha-ha, GH joke. And she's like, yeah, I know I used to watch. But I love that Kristen does her homework. And she was posting pictures last night of all the actors from different shows. And also, she took a picture with Peter Bergman, and I was really jealous because those of you who don't know, I have a severe love for Peter Bergman. Like, he's amazing. So I was super jealous.
Is it more than
Tyler Christopher? Picture with Peter. No, it's not. But it's a different kind of love because Tyler, I just want to marry. As we know, here's my daily Tyler Christopher, let's get married moment. But no, Peter, I just love him as an actor, and I love his all of the stuff he does, and I just love him. He's an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Tyler, it's a different kind of love. Just move on.
But yeah, I mean,
super jealous of her. So yeah,
I respect Kristen immensely.
For sure.
We both respect her. So that, I don't mind. But yes, like you said, when a mainstream media are set up next to the, I tell people, they're like, oh, who's this or whatever, you know? That gets me.
And they don't do their homework, and half of them don't show up. And then the Vine thing is ridiculous because none of those, if they were going to do online hosts, because the people are supposed to be like live tweeting and hosting social media coverage, if they were going to do that, then why didn't they pick soap media people to do that on Twitter?
Exactly.
Or soap fan pages?
Right, but
like,
now,
so dumb.
Don't get me wrong. I'll still watch the broadcast. I'll still support it, but that just kind of, that infuriated me a little bit.
Yeah, you were really mad, and I got to hear all about it, and I was trying to watch Steve and Kayla. Not that I don't feel free to tell me
anything. That sort of infuriated me, I will say that. Because
yeah.
These soap media people, I consider them friends, and I'm I'm very loyal to my friends. If I love and care about you, I will fight to the death for you. So that's that.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, I understand. No, but, like, okay, I was like, okay, I love him, but I don't need to hear his rant right now because Steve and Kayla. And then it was so funny because I was still texting you, obviously, but I kept pausing it because I didn't want to miss anything. And then I finished the thing, and I was like, wait, the magazine article I read told me this was going to happen, and it didn't happen. Did I miss it texting Cody? If I did, then I can get an earful. But then I realized it hadn't happened yet, so I didn't miss anything. But yeah, I was preoccupied. So if I text you back one word, that's because I'm watching freaking 1980s Days of Our Lives.
Right.
No, I normally text you back when I'm doing other things. But Steve and Kayla, it's like you're not getting texted back no matter who you are. You could be Obama texting me and you're not getting a message back. I'm watching Steve and Kayla. Okay, since we're in the archive already, and if anybody's still listening beyond to this point, God bless you. But since we're in the archive, let me just do this. Kathy and I have been having something with our whole, binge-watching soap stuff. Yeah, well, we made up the game, but we're not really following it right now because we're just doing whatever. But She started with Justin and Adrian, and I was out shopping one day, and I get a text from her. She's like, OMG, and this was all in caps. I just saw Justin and Adrian's first kiss, and I am dying, and I was so mad because I was only halfway through my storyline, and nothing had happened yet. And I was like, this is going to freaking drive me nuts because she's already getting to the good stuff, and they're still fighting with each other because, like, Steve and Kayla hated each other at first because she thought he was a jerk, and he kind of was. But anyway, so, like, we have been having so much fun doing this and staying up till, like, god-awful hours of the night. Like, but it's so much fun, and I'm corrupting my other friends, too. I got one of my other friends last night to watch. So she started last night, and then she's like, okay, who is this guy? Like, she kept sending me screenshots. And then I had to explain to her who everybody was and how they were all related. So I'm corrupting people one at a time to go me. But yes, it's amazing, and if anybody who has never seen Steve and Kayla should watch it, and you should start in 1986 with Mary Beth Evans' first episode. Okay, that was my daily promo for that. I'll stop now.
1986, where I was born.
I know that you have no idea what I'm talking about because you aren't really familiar with that soap, if I could be wrong. You're not, I mean, you know, you kind of watch it, but you're not really familiar with the 80s stuff.
Well, I will say this. I watched Days for about 3 months when Jen Lilly first came on because I love Jen. I mean, that's just, you know, I love Jen to death. I'll support anything she does. But I hear it comes on the same time GH does, so I was like, GH Days.
Yes.
GH
no,
Days.
Days comes on at Days comes on at
a
one.
GH wins
GH
out
GH
here.
Comes on at two. Days comes on at 1 o'clock. GH comes on at two. It comes on an hour before. There's another one that's on the same time as GH. I could be wrong, but I think there is. And anyway, I'm not sure which. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, because you're in a different time zone. Well, for me, Days is at 1 Eastern, and then GH is at 2 Eastern, but you're in Central, so I'm not sure how it works.
So.
But,
yeah.
Gotcha. I forgot about that.
So.
Anyways, I don't watch Days currently. I'm just watching old stuff because I don't want to get invested in, like, another thing that I have to follow every single day. But it's okay to go back and watch old stuff. And plus, Steve and Kayla are a super couple, and it's a big deal in the daytime thing. Like, you know, there's those couples that everybody knows. Daytime fans know, regardless of whether you watch. And there's just a lot of them that are big deals. Like, everybody knows Luke and Laura. You don't even have to ever have watched a soap to know who Luke and Laura are. But it's the same way with Steve and Kayla. So it's something you have to educate yourself on.
I'll sit down one day and do it.
Yeah, you'll love it. So it'll okay, it's really super frustrating. It drove me up the wall because they almost kissed like 20 different times, and every single time somebody ruins it. It takes almost the whole, the playlist has 189 clips, and it takes almost to the end for their first kiss. It's ridiculous. And it kills you because it just builds up on the chemistry even more because it's finally going to happen. And then somebody comes in. Like,
nothing.
The first time when she told him, like, she cared about him for the first time, they were about to kiss, and then Bo walks in without knocking. And I'm like, could you knock, dude? Really? Ruin everything.
Wow.
But it always gets messed up, and it takes almost the whole story before that. And then they finally get together, and it's really super romantic and perfect because it's a super couple. But it takes forever. It actually is super frustrating. It drove me crazy. So, but you have to be patient in order to get through it.
Let's see. We've only got about, like, 3 minutes left, so I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you later. Text me what you're going to...
All right, bye.
Hey, text me what you're going to...
Yeah.
Text me about later, okay?
Okay, will do. Bye.
All right, bye, Emma. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's little show. And I'm sorry for that little slight rant, but it had to be done. Because, frankly, I was infuriated at that point. But I'm over it now. So I think I'm going to end the show here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.